I know it gets old to some when I say it, but God is good. And all the time, God is indeed good. Before I get too thoroughly immersed in my speech, which I hope that you all will bear with me on, I want to say a few thank yous, if I might. One, of course, would be to the manager of the Cannon campaign, and that of Gwen Thomas and Anetta Watkins Ford. They worked extremely hard and did some things to help to get us over to where we are. And people like Colleen Brannon and several others, hundreds of volunteers, all invested their time and their energy to be able to see us through. And I thank each and every one of you so much that were part of the campaign for your level of support to being able to get us to where we are this day. I want to thank also the lady who had me some 40-some-odd years ago, Carmen Cannon. Mom, thank you for the level of support that you have always been, giving me the energy and the ability to always believe in me and to know that I can achieve, regardless of anybody saying to me that I'd never go anywhere, do anything, or become anybody. This night, you have made a difference. And, of course, to my children, Portia, and Patrick, and Brittany, thank you all for your level of support for Dad. You all have been there, been very supportive, and I thank you so much for it. And where would any man be without truly having somebody that's a real backbone for him in his times of need, in his times of sorrow, and in his good times like we celebrate tonight? My wife, Trina, thank you so much for who you are. She's fine, too, I gotta tell you. I am so blessed. To the fine people of City Council District 3, thank you for giving me my start back in 1993. I truly appreciate it. And the citizens of the city of Charlotte in an at-large capacity for electing me to City Council at large, and also to my colleagues for electing me as Mayor Pro Tem. Certainly appreciate that. Could not have done it without you. So thank you. And also, I just want to simply say to each and every one of you this night, the only thing between Charlotte and this success is air and opportunity. There's plenty of air, but the question becomes, what will we do as a community to take advantage of the opportunity? It's right here before us. That said, this chamber is full of such rich history. We gather here tonight, surrounded by the many community leaders of today, not just to swear in a new mayor, but to start the next chapter of the history of our great city. I think of mayors who have come before me, each with different challenges and opportunities, but all with the same goal in mind, moving Charlotte toward its destiny. Stan Brookshire was mayor when I was born. His challenges were many, ranging from desegregation to a modern freeway system. Eddie Knox, mayor during my middle school years and one of my mom's favorite. So much progress in his two terms that I can't name them all, but First Baptist Church in Uptown was reborn as Spirit Square for the arts. Tryon Street turned into a transit mall, and Charlotte's third airport terminal opened, just to name a few. Harvey Gantt, the first African-American mayor of Charlotte and one who believed in establishing strong relationships. Richard Venroot, who's here with us tonight, a mayor who was great consensus building with the council. And also, Pat McCrory, a public safety and transit advocate as well as our longest-serving mayor, who is now governor of our state. Anthony Fox, with a transit-focused agenda, brought the Democratic National Convention right here to the Queen City and now is Secretary of Transportation. And, of course, my friend and my colleague of many years, Patsy Kinsey, in her 5 months as mayor, continued to carry the torch on important issues for our city. These are mayors who all knew something every leader should. Working together works. In the words of Henry Ford, Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Mayors and councils, past and present, have focused on opportunities in which government could serve as a catalyst, facilitator, partner, and participant for success. We must be prepared to lead and to follow. We work hand in hand with citizens, business leaders, charities, community organizers, and faith leaders for the betterment of Charlotte. And we work hand in hand with the city's professional staff, the over 6,000 men and women who provide essential services to the city. Our success hinges not on the efforts of a few, but the sweat of many. Why? Because working together works. As I look toward the future, as your newly elected mayor, my fundamental goal remains the same as those who preceded me, moving Charlotte forward with the same collaborative spirit that has always existed in this can-do and will-do city. However, to achieve a win for everyone throughout our city and region, it takes a collective can-do and will-do attitude. Our priorities over the next 2 years are not my personal wants, but rather the community's needs and the city's aspirations. Working together, they include economic development and global competitiveness, transportation, housing, jobs and opportunities for all, and community safety through prevention. We can and will make progress in each of these areas. Let me briefly explain how. Charlotte's history is steeped in commerce, starting with its humble beginnings at the intersection of two local trading paths in the heart of the center city at Trade and Tryon. As the world has become increasingly connected, Charlotte has emerged as a global intersection, allowing industries located here to create, import, manufacture, and deliver anywhere and anytime. We must capitalize on these opportunities and increase our global competitive edge. Here are five areas where, we can do so. Currently, the sixth busiest, Charlotte Douglas International provides a gateway to the U.S. and the world through our reputation as one of the low-cost, high-service airports, and soon to be the second-largest hub to the world's largest airline, the new American Airlines. More gates to attract other carriers for more jobs and competition will provide a real opportunity for Charlotte and the region through this economic engine. The Norfolk Southern Intermodal Facility opens early next year, linking rail and truck service to East Coast seaports with leadership that is intentional. The intermodal will have a $7.6 billion impact over the next 20 years. We will maximize this facility by improving the infrastructure around it and promoting development that diversifies us even more so business-wise as we work to make Charlotte a global hub for distribution of goods as the expansion of the Panama Canal occurs. Now, if we suggest to our youth that they need to be able to compete on the international stage, then Charlotte should have leaders operating with a global mindset, working with domestic and international political and business leadership. The success of this intermodal effort, with creating this global hub in mind, will create both blue and white-collar job opportunities, expand our tax base for continued investment in the city across the board, and generate positive attention for not only Charlotte, but the region and the state of North Carolina. Our regional transit system, it's reached new milestones this year. Transit is the backbone of our future as the region grows by 70% to more than 2.5 million over the next 20 years. We must continue smart redevelopment all along the Lynx Blue Line from the university in the north to our southern border. We must work together to find funding solutions for other transit lines and for the complete transportation system for cars, walkers, and bikers. And we must let nothing, not anything, prevent us from reaching our goals. A thriving global city is one that can move people and goods. We must be entrepreneurial and inclusive. Of course, Charlotte has large employers. They are huge economic drivers. But so are the small businesses and entrepreneurs willing to take risks and follow their dreams. As mayor, I'll work hard to foster a rich entrepreneurial environment where startups can flourish. I'll do that by supporting resources such as Packard Place, serving as a connector for public and private resources, and making it known that Charlotte welcomes and embraces entrepreneurs. The city of Charlotte has a long history of creating and implementing strategies to support local businesses, including two programs that we must make more accessible and more impactful. They are the Charlotte Business Inclusion Program, adopted earlier this year. It enhances competition in the city contracting areas and provides procurement opportunities for minorities, women, and small business enterprises. And the Business Facade Grant Program, which must be reinvigorated. It provides matching grants to property owners to improve the curb appeal of the business and the overall image of their communities. This, of course, in turn, helps spur other development. Finally, as part of our competitiveness, we must make Charlotte the easiest place to do business, to start or relocate a business, to build commercial and residential structures, and to renovate our existing buildings. I have asked the chair of the county commission, and she has agreed to join me in examining the zoning and permitting process shared by the city and county to ensure that our respective work is seamless to businesses, consistent, efficient, in short, to ensure that there is no better place to develop and do business than in Charlotte-Mecklenburg. Economic development and global competitiveness provide the foundation needed to generate resources for us to pursue all of our other goals and achieve our destiny. We aspire to be a top global city, and we can only achieve this by working together. The city, the county, state, different chambers of commerce, businesses large and small, Central Piedmont Community College, area universities, the faith-based community, along with the citizens of Charlotte, all in one common lockstep. We must ensure that we include all voices of Charlotte. Our future. Our future depends on our youth. They will fill our seats tomorrow, so today, we must commit to provide them with the skills and experiences they need in order to be successful. The Mayor's Youth Employment Program supported 3,200 youth last year, but we need to expand it further. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We need a better balance of both blue-collar and white-collar opportunities so everyone can have an opportunity for a job. We need real work experiences and apprenticeships from a broader range of businesses to fill all of the jobs that a diverse economy demands. You know, an economy, economically, that is strong is one that can allow us to continue to move us forward. An economically productive city will also be safer, and a safer city for us will be a more competitive city in the global economy. Thus, in addition to jobs, we must also promote community safety through prevention. We're all proud of our historically low crime rates, are we not? Mm-hmm. But together, we can do more. As I've always said, a neighborhood watch program means nothing if nobody's watching. Watching is not someone else's job. It's the job of each of us in concert with our public safety officers. It's also our responsibility to support our youth and people at risk of violence. A key to who I am and how I got to where I am today came from having mentors as a youngster through Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. Thanks, Jake and Phil, for the mentors that you were. I am committed to expanding the Mayor's Mentoring Alliance to give other young people the opportunity I had then and today. I also strongly support the Cadet and Explorers program with our police and fire departments to build relationships between youth and public safety officials and also open career doors for them. Together, we will prepare the next generation of leaders by providing them with valuable life experiences and supporting them with caring community relationships. Additionally, we must remember those who are in need to reenter society's economic mainstream. Whether it's the ex-offender looking for a second chance or military veteran returning from the battlefield, we must help their transitions back into society, providing them affordable housing, training, counseling, and most importantly, jobs. We must also increase the efforts to prevent domestic violence through partners like Safe Alliance and the Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage, which just merged with an organization that I've been a part of and surely support, which is called Enough. We need to do more to prevent the victimization and despair that comes from families and individuals having no place to call home. More than 2,000 people are homeless on any given night in Charlotte-Mecklenburg due to the lack of supportive and affordable housing. We can do better as a society, and we will through partnerships that provide supportive housing developments, global competitiveness, jobs, transit, housing, and community safety for all, from our most successful to our most vulnerable, can be realized. We can do this. As mayor, I'm committed to collaboration, leading by example, because working together works. For too long, Charlotte has been known as the great state of Mecklenburg. We should reject this notion and instead demonstrate that we are a great city of opportunity, part of the great state of North Carolina, and that Charlotte is prepared to partner not only with our county of Mecklenburg and the towns and the cities within and around it, but also with our General Assembly and the entire state. Within the city, I will be a full partner to the business community, the faith community, the philanthropic community, and the residents of the city of Charlotte. I often like to share a passage my mother posted in our home when I was in middle school that has kept me grounded ever since. It read, "You who think you know it all are very annoying to those of us that already do." Is that right, Mom? Mom says that's right. While the author is unknown, the message is clear. Nobody likes to know it all. As mayor, I will look to, listen to, and partner with subject matter experts to make Charlotte an even better place for all of us to live, work, raise a family, and recreate. All of our interests and successes are linked. Together, let's write this next chapter so that the future Charlottians will look back on our progress in amazement and admiration. All those seated or standing in this chamber tonight, in favor of working together, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Thanks for your support in being here tonight. God bless the wonderful city of Charlotte and our region. God bless the great state of North Carolina, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you so much.